Identification for Nathaniel Sesser, N-A-T-H like Harry, A-N-I-E-L, Nathaniel. Last name is Sir, S like A-S-S-E-R. Date of birth, 12-21-92. Date of accident, 6-7-2022. Date of service, 1-4-2022. Mr. Nathaniel Sesser is a victim of automobile accident on 6-7-2022. In this accident, he was injured when a car was hit on the passenger side of the trunk in almost T-bone fashion. And the car was completely totaled with this impact, leading to headaches along with symptoms of TBI like ringing in the ear, nightmares, spots in the vision, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and the left buttock and left knee. The patient has a straightened leg in the right leg due to previous accident, and the pain in that area, phantom pain, is almost 9. The leg was amputated due to this current accident. He wears a prosthesis. And he can walk up to 1.5 block wearing prosthesis. He can sit for 30 minutes, stand for 20 minutes, sleep is 2 to 3 hours. According to him, he has a bad knee on the right side. On the left side. The left leg is the one which is amputated, and there was a fracture of the fibula of the knee in a motor vehicle accident. The leg was removed, amputated in St. John Hospital, Madras, in a hit and run accident. Currently, he still is left with a severe pain in the lower back and mid back, as well as the phantom pain in the left leg. He also has pain in the left hip. Overall, these pains are from 6 to 9. He has an appointment near St. Dr. Mohan on January 4th, since he is not interested in any injection treatments. He has a herniated disc and bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. In the left knee, MRI after the amputation shows vertical undisplaced healing fracture in the anterior aspect of the proximal end of the fibula involving the possible articular surface, with a adjacent marrow edema. The left shoulder that was done 7-20-2020 prior to this accident had some with labrator that must have healed up, and right shoulder was completely normal. A presence of T8 and T9 cardiac herniation was found on 29-30 MRI. Thank you. origin there is a L2, L3, L3-4 disc bulging, L4-5 there is a herniated disc, and L5-S1 there is a disc herniation. This MRI was done on 9/15/2024 at L1. He denies any pain in the neck or the mid-back, only the lower back pain, and into the left sacroiliac joint. The patient reports pain levels are from 6 to 9, and he's undergoing physical therapy and massage. He reports ADLs are affected, general activity, work, sleep and enjoyment of life 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, working ability is affected 9, mood is affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that he is suffering from headaches, tension, difficulty sleeping, anxiety and depression. He has no symptoms of TBI. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackouts, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work at grades, loss of memory, pain and numbness. Patient reports lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper pain, pain, knee pain, difficulty walking. In the GI, there is a stomach pain, but no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the swelling, or difficulty swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, such as painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Additionally, patient reports his left hip has been hurting for the past 3 weeks, and the changes have been worsening, according to him. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana to relieve further pain. Compliance is stable. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. blood pressure is 146 over 94, pulse is 95, pulse is 100. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit. Dictation number is 1204-015. He is seeing a neurologist and primary care physician, and he is also seeing an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gilliard, who has suggested surgery for his left shoulder. At this time, he has a history of accident which caused a fracture of the left fibula. In the first accident was on 6/26/2020, where he underwent amputation of the left leg that occurred on 6/27/2022 in a motorcycle accident. Second accident did not cause him any fractures, except there was a fracture of the left fibula. He is provided with a pain medication, Narco 7.5, 325, one pill a day for 15 days, 15 tablets.